20 to 8, Gisborne 8:08, Always Breakfast Club with Bevan on More FM.
Live from our Peel Street, Gisborne studio.
It's Bevan for breakfast.
More FM.
As I mentioned a moment ago, every time we take a step online, there's the risk of cyber crime, scam emails. Got to be careful in our inbox as well. Now, Nick Beatty is a cybersecurity expert based in Dunedin, travelling to Gisborne actually later today to speak at a couple of special meetings here in the city tomorrow on the subject of cybercrime. Before he does jump in a plane and fly here, joining us on the phone for a chat, a cybercrime chat this morning. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
So much of our time now spent online, and the constant threat there in the background, I guess, is cybercrime, cybersecurity.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be coming into lovely Gisborne, my first time there, so I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, I've been asked to come in by the local U3A club to have a conversation with some of their members and other folks around cybersecurity, and just to sort of help keep themselves and other members of the public safe online, and just to be aware of, you know, how to look after themselves and their families and their affairs safely, you know, deal with this sort of stuff sensibly and practically.
Now, I know you're going to be speaking to some older members of our Gizzy community, but cyber crime, this is something that everyone needs to be at least aware of.
It's one of those things that we all kind of know that happens, and occasionally some of us might know of when it pops up and who it affects around the place, but certainly it is on the rise. Certainly older members of our community, unfortunately, are seen as more vulnerable or more trusting, and they are targeted. But, you know, it is real. There is real financial loss that takes place.
Now, the sites we visit online, social media, email inboxes, where should we be treading most carefully?
The most common form of cybersecurity incidents or intrusions or issues that people find themselves is what we call sort of spear phishing or social engineering, where essentially malicious actors or cyber criminals seek to essentially trick you into giving away sensitive information, but also online being careful what you share, and also using strong passwords and changing them regularly, and not using the same password for everything as well.
Yeah, right. Now, if we feel like maybe we're a victim or something isn't quite right, what can we do?
I mean, there's a couple of things you can do. CertNZ is a great place to be able to reach out. They are available online. NetSafe, which is really great advice for doing teaching for kids and or older people as well. But often this emails, if you're unsure if it's supposed to be from your bank or someone else like that, someone's just picking up the phone and verifying it is who they say it is a really simple way of just checking that it's authenticity. But often it's a case of stick with your gut. If it doesn't feel quite right or it seems too good to be true, it possibly is. And so it's worth taking that extra beat just to get that checked out and verified.
Hey, Nick, some great advice. Great to chat to you this morning, and mate, all the best for your first ever visit to Gisborne.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, and thank you so much for having me, Bevan. It's been great. Really looking forward to it.